ABC Radio Australia.
And from journalism to renewable energy, tourism, food security and climate change, Lelele Laulu appears to have done it all in his long career. Now, the Samoan development entrepreneur is reported to be among this year's nominees for the Nobel Peace Prize. He's among 338 candidates who've been nominated for the prestigious prize, with the winner to be announced in October. The ABC's Finale for Noah caught up with a very busy Lelele Laulu.
Could you describe the moment you found out you were a nominee? Like, where were you and how did you find out?
I got a telephone call. I was in Washington, D.C., and I got a telephone call from one of the nominators, which is part of a non-governmental organization affiliated with the United Nations in New York. And I knew, but I still thought it was a prank. I thought it was a joke. And then he kept saying, no, it's not. And he was serious. And so that was a bit of a surprise. And it was amazing. It was just overwhelming. I still thought it was a joke for a couple of days later. But then when the citations were written and shown, it was clear that they were serious. So then it became very serious. And, you know, there's just surprise and just a bit of, you know, overwhelming sensation. And it's still hard to believe at this point in time. And I'll have to wait until October the 10th when the Nobel Committee in Oslo, Norway, announces the laureate. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, there are a lot of people. There are 338 candidates, you know, organizations and individuals have been nominated. So a lot of people out there. So I'm just happy to be part of the crowd.
And why were you nominated?
I have no idea, but I think that largely because of work, I did a lot of development work, you know, in the poorer countries of the world, and essentially I highlighted the fact that, you know, peace is only possible when there's no poverty. And so we have to get rid of poverty if we're going to have a real chance of getting, you know, durable peace. So a lot of most of my work is centered on that, has been non-profit, non-governmental organizations, and in Africa, Asia, the Pacific, of course, and South American places. And I actually did a lot of work with the Australian government, with Australian Aid, on the Pacific Leadership Program, which was led by Cameron Bowles and Georgina Cope. And this was quite useful too, because what it did was it trained the leaders in ensuring that their communities remain strong. And if communities are strong, then they can deal with conflict and therefore there'll be peace. So lots of work like that in different parts of the world. Also working, helping the Mayan Indians in Central America, you know, Guatemala, Honduras, and Salvador, get them sort of reassociated with the heritage, and then looking at traditional ways of making peace and this sort of stuff. And also I did a lot of humanitarian work carrying aid to different parts of the world in the former Soviet Union. And then also I think I got a lot of notice when I arranged for the evacuation of Ethiopian Jews to Israel, with the help of the Ethiopian government, thank goodness. And little, you know, things like that, they all add up. And then people just nominate you. And, you know, there are different organizations that can nominate. I mean, I can nominate my dog if I wanted to, but it will not be accepted by the Norwegian authorities. And so different organizations like human rights organizations, cabinet ministers in different governments, and human rights organizations and former Nobel laureates can put up names. So, yeah, that's how it's done. And I'm just glad that I'm part of the lineup of the people that may be selected.
Do you feel proud representing the Pacific? I mean, of course, you must feel proud. But how does it feel to be a Pacific Islander role model? Because you are a role model, whether you like it or not.
Thanks, you know. well, Tony DeBroom, the late Tony DeBroom, he was a mate of mine. So I have great respect for him and I liked him a lot. And also the fact that Tony DeBroom was, and a couple of other Pacific leaders, they were responsible for getting the Paris Accords approved by, all the major countries of the world. So it was a massive achievement. So Tony's fantastic. Tuvalu, the prime minister of Tuvalu, and other countries were also extremely effective international diplomats. And it just goes to prove what I've been saying along, that, the quality of the advice does not depend on the size of the advice giver. So there, all these leaders from very, very small countries actually showing the way to agreement and peace to the world's largest and most powerful countries. So that's what we Pacific Islanders from our small countries and communities can do. We can show people ways of dealing with global issues, and we're good at that.
You described yourself as a development entrepreneur. What does that mean?
Oh, I just couldn't think of another word. Basically, it just means I'm all over the place. But essentially, I look at ways of helping people develop their resources to give themselves lives of dignity and independence and freedom. And so I look at all avenues of doing this. For example, I don't just use the normal anti-poverty things. I look for ways of which are innovative and sort of perhaps not so obvious to use to give people these resources. So, just a bit more entrepreneurial in the way that I get resources for people in need.
That's Nobel Peace Prize nominee Samuan Lelelaulu on the line from Washington, D.C., and the reporter there was Finau Funua. And Lelelaulu joins the likes of Tony DeBroom from the Marshalls and Simon Coffey from Tuvalu, who have in the past been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize.